Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're going to have a great visit, I know, with our new friend, Allison Johnson. Allison is senior editor of National Geographic's books. She publishes travel, photography, cookbooks, and illustrated reference titles. She's here to talk to us about one of their new ones, the second edition of The Drives of a Lifetime, 500 of the world's greatest road trips. They conquered the world with this book, folks. And she's our new friend, Allison Johnson. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on the second edition of this book, The World's Greatest Road Trips. You know, one of the things that I love to do whenever I travel around the world is to rent a car and drive around. My wife and I actually rented a motor scooter for a day and a half and drove around Rome. We relived the movie A Roman Holiday, and we got to see so much. But I've had the drives of a lifetime. Some of my great memories are driving Highway 1 on both sides of the coast, on both coasts, you know, up and down the east and the west. Getting in the car and taking off across this world is a wonderful thing to do, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I always say, like, it's something you don't get when you're on an airplane. You don't have that journey experience, memories that you create along the way from point A to point B, you know?
Yeah, that's right. You know, I remember, I'm old enough to remember, actually, when there weren't many interstates. And we made a pilgrimage, my family did, a couple of times a year, about 600 miles, and north and south. And I remember driving through little towns. I still have memories. This is back in the 50s. I still have memories of going through little towns like Terre Haute, Indiana, in the middle of the night, and seeing the shops and the houses and thinking, I wonder who lives there. I wonder what they do every day.
Yep.
You know, just Americana, right?
Amazing. Yeah, absolutely.
So why did you decide to take on the world? That's a big project.
It is a big project, but there's so much to see and do everywhere. I mean, we have a ton of drives in North America. At least half of the book is U.S.-based, so there's plenty that we can do in our own backyard. But, you know, we're National Geographic. Our job is to show our readers the world. And
right.
We wanted to highlight the diversity of cultures and places and people and animals and scenic views around the world. So in the second edition, we added 100 new drives to the book.
Wow.
We covered the globe, and we really wanted to show all the different driving experiences that you can have, and whether that's a multi-day road trip or a quick 2 to 3 hour drive or just a high-speed drive on Germany's Autobahn where there are no speed limits, we really wanted to give you everything that's out there that's worth doing.
Well, and you know, your book, you probably had, when you were putting together your second edition, you probably had, and I know how long it takes to put one of these together, so I know you've been working on this for a while, you had no way of knowing that in the year that you would publish this book and launch it, the world would be staying home and driving around their own country more than going somewhere else. You had no way of knowing that, did you? I mean, look at the Americans. I mean, you know what the one industry that is going nuts right now in America? The travel trailer motorhome industry.
Yep.
You can't find one of these things. They're going crazy. And people who don't know how to drive a Volkswagen are driving motorhomes across America to see what's going on. And your book is perfectly timed for that, isn't it?
Exactly. It's really, you know, we couldn't have predicted this would happen. And for our international drives, it's a bit dream now, go later. But the beauty of this book is we're meeting people right where they are. Road trip travel has never been more popular. We're all seeking to escape our homes right now. And so we have drives in almost every state, we have ones that are short, we have ones that are long. So if you're one of those people that bought an RV during all of this, you are set with this book.
Right. No kidding. Well, and, you know, you from the shorelines of Highway 1 and on the Pacific Coast or the Florida coast, across the, you know, the deserts, across the Kansas plains. I mean, it's just an amazing country that we have here. And, of course, the other thing that I love doing is stopping and meeting the people wherever you may be, in Scotland or Denmark or Sweden or Brazil. I mean, the people, one of the things that I've found in my long life, Allison, is that people are the same, basically the same, wherever you go. What do you think?
I agree. And I think, you know, meeting the locals, talking to the people that run the hotels you're staying at, talking to the park rangers where you're visiting, it's the best way to get to know a place and to make true connections around the world. Like you said, everyone, we're all very much the same, and it makes traveling even more mind-opening when you start talking to the people where you're visiting, because you're just going to explore a place in a really authentic way when you get to know the locals. They'll tell you the best place to go, the best places to see, and they'll also give you just a taste of the culture there.
Well, there's no question about it, and I think you'll find, folks, that get out of your car. If you haven't done much of this and you go to international travel, get out of your car and walk up with a big smile and stick your hand out when we can shake hands again. And people, I've never not been received with grace whenever I've traveled in other parts of the world, even when we didn't speak the language.
I agree. I've never had that experience.
So I'm looking at your chapter 4, The Road Less Traveled. I love that. Of course, that's a wonderful poem.
Yeah.
Wonderful poem that we all quote. But you got them in Canada. I noticed in this Chattahoochee Drive in North Georgia. I know that drive well.
Yeah, I imagine.
Yeah, and Montana. I know that one well. There's just so many wonderful places to drive, and that's just in the United States. Where else would you recommend?
You know, I often tell people one of the best drives, I did it this weekend actually, is right by me. I'm in Northern Virginia, about an hour away. We have what's called the Skyline Drive, and
yeah,
it's a beautiful route above the tree line in Shenandoah National Forest. You're overlooking the Shenandoah Valley. It's absolutely stunning. My husband,
take your breath
and I
away. We're talking take your breath away drives here, folks. Like Big Sky. Nobody ever went to Montana and looked around and said, huh, wonder why they call it Big Sky. We're going to come right back with Allison Johnson.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.